The Gemara in Tainus on the Aflamin Amid Beis tells us, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, O Hayu Yamim Tovim Li Yisrael, Kachamisha Asaba'av Uve Yom HaKippurim. The two happiest days of the year are Tu B'Av, the 15th day of the month of Av, and Yom Kippur. And some might guess Purim and Simchas Torah, but the Gemara tells us Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And in fact, we know the Mishnah told us in Tainus, Mishan Nichnas Av, Mim'atim B'Simcha, when you enter the month of Av, you minimize your joy. In contrast, Mishan Nichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. So, it's the power of contrast we see that we began the month. In fact, some want to say on Tu B'Av is when the Avelus ends and or the sadness ends, and from Tu B'Av on, it doesn't have the same status of Amatim B'Simcha anymore. So regardless, the Gemara tells us the two happiest days of the year are Yom HaKippurim and Tu B'Av. So the Gemara asks, Bishloma Yom HaKippurim. I understand why Yom Kippur is a very festive day, although it doesn't, from a physical point of view, abstaining from meat and wine doesn't, usually ain't Simcha or Basar B'Yayin, but it's for a totally different reason, not because physically it's the happiest day of the year, it's because spiritually that we know with Nei Hashem Tidharu, that we have to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the closer the connection, the happier we are. So sin separates. So Yom Kippur is a day of forgiveness from sin. So therefore, we understand why it's the happiest day. So the Gemara says two reasons, or we'll see if it's two reasons. Mishum de Isbe Slicha Umachila, because it's the day of forgiveness and pardon, and Yom Shedinno Bo Luchos Achronos. It was the day which the second, the Shnei Luchos, the second tablet, were given on this day. And therefore, again, so it's a time for another time, but the Rav quoted it, the Beis Halevi, as a pshat, perhaps it's not two things, it's one thing. It's because it's Yom Shinabo Luchos Achronos, we have an opportunity for tshuva. But we'll come back to it, perhaps later or a different year. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, the Ispe, it's a day of Slicha Umechila, that's why it's the happiest day, and also it's a day where the second Luchos were given. So that's, we understand, we're all well aware of the day of Tisha B'Av, but Tu B'Av, Ela Tu B'Av Mayhi, what happened on Tu B'Av? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yom Shehutru Bo, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zebazeh. It was the day that the tribes, the Shvatim, were permitted to intermarry. Oh, so I didn't realize intermarriage is a day of Simcha. So I guess it depends on what kind of intermarriage we are talking about. Intermarriage with prohibited people, that is not a time of Simcha. What the Gemara is referring to, we know in Bamidbar, in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Ches Vites, it talks about the inheritance, about the woman should, woman was prohibited from marrying out of a tribe because they're concerned that her property is going to transfer over to her husband's tribe. So that was based on the Pasuk. But we have a tradition on the 15th day of Av, Tu B'Av, Chazal realized that it's only a Horasha. It was only a special halacha that applied to the generation that entered Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua. But after that, it's no longer true. And therefore, that's why Tu B'Av is a simcha, because it's a day where all the Yidden can marry with one another. That is one answer. One event that happened on Tu B'Av. Another event, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman, Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Wavo Bekal. The 15th of Av was the day that Shevet Binyamin was permitted to marry into Klal Yisrael. Because referring to the terrible event in Shoftim, about what the Pelegesh Begiva in Shoftim, remember, in 9th Yutes Chaf Chaf Aleph, that the Jews said they're not going to give their daughters to anyone from the tribe of Binyamin. However, later on the 15th of Av, of course, it happened to be, again, it was ruled that they only meant to bind themselves, not the next generation, and therefore the daughters could marry whoever they wish. So again, so the first two have to do with being brought in your circle so you can marry. So the one is that all you could marry within the tribes, and also the cherem that was put on the Pelegesh Begiva was only on that specific generation, but after that they were free to marry their daughters to whoever they wanted to. So another simple. So the first two have to do with Shiduchim. Number three, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan. You know what happened? Yom Shekobo Mesi Midbar. The 15th of Av was the day on which the Jews, because of the sin of Meragim, were destined to die. They stopped dying on that day. So the Medrash tells us, Chazal tell us about the graphic example of what happened. That every year when they were traveling in the Midbar, so on Tisha B'Av, everyone, before they went to sleep, everyone dug their own grave. And those who got up kept on going. The others who didn't get up, they finished the burial. And this went on for 39 years. And the 40th year, the same thing happened. But what happened was, they didn't realize it was a miracle at the time that everyone got up. So they figured they counted the wrong day. So therefore they did it again the next night, the next night, the next night, until when they saw the full moon, i.e. Tu B'Av on the 15th of Av, they realized that the Chasdei Hashem, that he's going to let us all live. He's not going to kill the last generation as well. And therefore, so even though it happened on Tisha B'Av that they were saved, but since the Yediyas Hanes, the knowledge of the miracle did not happen until Tu B'Av, so we see that's the day where you celebrate. And therefore, they celebrate that day. It's a mix of Simcha because of the Chasdei Hashem. It's also, that's the similar, that's where the Rama writes by Lag BaOmer, it's a Mixas Yantub. So the Gra asks, what do you mean Mixas Yantub? So he alludes you to this Gemara in Tainus. So the question is, what's the connection between Tu B'Av and the Mesiyah and Midbar? That, in other words, the question is, there are many reasons, but we know 24,000 of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So what kind of simcha is that? People stopped dying because there was no one left. So where do we see the concept, or at least of a relief rally, that when something bad stops, that's also a mix of simcha. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. How did they know about Lag BaOmer? Because they knew it from the Mesiyah and Midbar. There's the Gemara, that the day that the Mesiyah and Midbar stopped dying. Of course, there's a whole discussion in the Mefarshim whether each independent reason warrants its own simcha, or it's only the combination of all six things we're going to mention that, so far on three, that was the cause of it. So those are the three reasons given. The first three reasons, we'll have to continue tomorrow. But to summarize, we said that Yom Kippur and Tuba are the two happiest days in the year. Why Yom Kippur? Because it's the day of Sricha u'Mechila and the Rucha Shniyos were given. Now, what happened on Tuba? So the Gemara says first, the tribes on Tuba were able to marry into other tribes originally because of the problem with Yerusha, so therefore they were limited. Now it was open to everyone. And also, Pelegish Begiv, originally they were prohibited from Sheva Binyamim, and that was also released. And Yom Shekali Bay Mesa Mesi had Midbar. So we'll have to continue later with the other reasons.